Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, the last time you and I spoke, it looked like gas prices were going down, and it looked like they would trend that way for the foreseeable future. Now they're going back up. What in the world's going on out there?
Well, there was a little bit of a price cycle late last week. I think we had briefly mentioned that that was about to happen. Prices did indeed go up to $3.19. But now we are starting to trend a little lower. The good news is that prices only went up to $3.19 last week, not the $3.25 that they went up prior. So the most recent hike was actually a little bit lower, and that's driving with things starting to slow down. Oil prices this morning down another $1.50 a barrel, under $70. For those keeping score at home, we are now $7 a barrel under the peak. Wholesale gasoline prices also plunged yesterday by 5 to 7 cents. They're down another 2 to 3 cents this morning. That should give stations plenty of room to lower prices throughout this week.
It also seems like, too, what's been driving up the prices has been summer travel demand. It seems like people are going out, they're traveling to different cities, and wanting to get maybe their last little bit of vacation in before school starts.
Without a doubt. Gas Buddy data lining up exactly with that sentiment. Last week, according to Gas Buddy data, we reached another 2021 record high in terms of weekly gasoline consumption. So even as the summer is beginning to wane, it does look like demand for gasoline is not yet trailing off. And that is probably one of the biggest factors why prices still remain high. In fact, looking at Monday's demand across the U.S., it does appear on first glance that that Monday was the best since July 5th. That's, of course, when millions of Americans took to the road on Monday. So demand still is very strong. Oil prices are trailing off. Gas prices are still high above $3, but they should spend most of this week declining.
All right. So if you are somebody out there needing to fill up, what should be your strategy then this week?
I would wait as long as you can. Just buy what you need. Maybe look at this weekend for possibly filling up, but watch the price of oil. If it continues to go down, that means that wholesale gas prices are likely to go with it, and that could buy you some more time to fill your tank.
And you think that, based on your report that you sent out Monday, we could be heading in for a bit of a decline, because it seems like once schools begin reopening and people aren't on vacation as much, they have to stay home more, we might see prices dip a little bit then too. Is that right?
I think that's what conventional wisdom would tell us at this point. I would not expect demand to strengthen as schools reopen. I would expect that sacrificing some of that demand as kids go back to school is more likely, and that would mean that demand should trail off, especially starting in mid to late August when more schools are reopening.
Are you noticing anything, any trends for gas stations across Indiana that might stand out to you, or is it just kind of the usual stuff?
No, it really is. It's the usual stuff. Gas stations across Indiana are all tending to drop, with the exception of Northwest Indiana now, where prices have kind of disconnected from what they do in the rest of the state. Price in Northwest Indiana is still a little bit higher, about 6 cents higher than Indianapolis, and a lot of that, of course, is because Northwest Indiana is required to burn a more stringent type of gasoline due to its proximity to Chicago. So if you're heading in Northwest Indiana, prices, they're still a little bit higher. But overall, most of the state should see declining prices for a good portion of this week.
Do you think the Delta variant is playing a role in this? It looks like the Delta variant is definitely causing cases to go up of coronavirus, but also we just received word over the last couple of days that I think people are spooked by that, and we're starting to see more people get vaccinated.
I think that's something to keep an eye on. That's kind of a wild card. So far, there's been a few major reactions to shut down transit, to shut down travel. States remain reopen, or I should say states continue to be open, and that's the one thing. If states start to shut down things, or if they start to restrict movements, that could eat into gasoline demand. So that's kind of the one wild card. So far, the increase in COVID-19 cases has not necessarily taken a bite out of gasoline demand, but that could change.
This has also piqued my curiosity. COVID also caused a chip shortage for cars. Has that at all played a role in what the price of oil or gas has done?
It really hasn't yet, but that highlights the imbalances that we're seeing across sectors. You go from a shutdown economy mid last year to a fully reopened economy, and very much like oil, or I should say very much like chips for vehicles, oil is in less supply. U.S. oil inventories have plummeted, so the oil that's out there is more valuable, just like the chips out there are more valuable. The homes out there are more valuable that are on the market. So I think this will even itself out, but it will take some time.
He is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I haven't asked?
I think we've pretty well touched on it.
All right, sounds great. Patrick, thank you so much for your insights as always. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.